Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I never drank around my kids when they were looking. I love Kuminga.
This is Kevon Looney. Welcome back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
There's the guy who's missing.
Guy. Don't act like you miss him.
There's the guy who's missing.
We know you're true. Hey, Dibbs sent us a tip. This is why I love our team here at 95.7 The Game. IU dead cap will hurt the Niners next year. So that is a factoid, and it ain't all peaches and creams, Donnie. He is still on the books.
Okay.
Just saying.
So they, numbers are numbers.
Yes.
Numbers are numbers.
So,
thanks, Dibs.
Let me just,
should I do it?
I'll take Jesse in San Francisco.
Jesse's girl.
No, Jesse, I'll always bring fresh flowers to you. And Jesse, Carly Simon.
Stop.
Yes.
That, no, seriously, that could be your worst like tune. Usually you have it. That wasn't it.
Got a little frog, though.
Yeah.
What's up, Jesse?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey.
You do need a little some singing lessons back on.
Oh, yeah, talk to
hey,
you,
hey,
Jay.
Hey, hey, hey. All right.
Hey, I just want to talk a little bit about the Warriors. I know your guys' segments, you guys don't really talk about too much about getting a big man, but you know what? Until this year's over, if we don't get a big man to help run the floor with Draymond, yeah. Steph, is it going to be impossible to win anything? So just want to let you guys know and let our fans know that we need to get a big man in there to run the court with these fellas.
Hey, Jesse.
With these guys that want to win another one.
Yeah, we had a chance with Wiseman, but that was a long time ago. They didn't want Valanciunas, who I wanted, and I'll take any big, but you are right, man. But they got Horford, though, Jesse.
He's not gonna cut it.
You don't got to tell me. You don't got to tell me.
He's not going to cut it.
I got you.
And, you know, shout-outs to the 49ers coaching staff, you know?
Yeah.
They've been doing a tremendous job this year.
Yeah, they've taken yep.
They've been coaching them up, you know?
No, you're right. About it.
Thanks, Jesse. They've done well with that 1AA schedule.
Nah, this is bigger than that, Stoney. It's the NFL, man. That is one. And I know you're tapped into it. But you got to give Sala and Kyle just the utmost credit. And Kyle more credit for making that phone call back to Sala. And then Sala credit for coming back to the Bay, where you know, which helped him get his first coaching job.
Who's going
to
be the defensive coordinator next year?
Oh, man.
When Sala goes to Michigan.
No,
they hired a coach.
Oh, Wilkes is available. He just got let go. That's black on black crime. Why'd they let him go?
Gave him 48 points last week.
He's the real Lee Majors. He's the fall guy everywhere he goes, man.
I can honestly
I'll tell you what. I did.
That bothered the Jets.
See, what people don't realize is this is why I'm a good guy. Because I didn't laugh at that guy who just called in.
Jesse?
Yeah. When he said, we need a big to run the floor with Draymond.
What? I was waiting on you.
What?
You know what he meant. Dre needs him too.
Hey, by the way, was that Brock Purdy's best game in the last couple years?
No, it was a stellar game.
He was really good.
No, it's not. He was, and that toe really is not good. Bothering him. It doesn't look like it.
Well, not
toe.
Until he throws a pick.
But that rollout and 38-yarder on a rope to Pearsall is like, what does Brock look like unleashed come playoff time or these next three games? Like, I don't want to jinx the Niners, Donnie, but
well,
the
you
fact
can't.
That they got
I don't
get
believe
a,
in that.
Remember, I was
you
right.
You cannot jinx the Niners. Who you?
Well, if I say some stuff
Clay
on
Thompson, who is you?
Well, now you got me thinking. I want you to read that IU text like you tried the degree room.
Oh.
You got to bring it up before we get out of here.
Clay, but, by the way, had the worst.
Evan,
I was headshot.
What? My TV shook. It was such a brick. I couldn't believe that Clay May and Evan before I typed. You typed.
He bruised the backboard.
Dude, Steiny just ate.
It was a good look. It just slid
asteroids off
the back.
No, it didn't hit.
It. He just Steiny, shot it a touch long.
He might tell us it's one of the worst misses I've ever had.
Nah, he's had more in those last seven elimination games with the Warriors, four of which you can't find, luckily.
My TV shook. I'm rooting for Clay. What's he thinking about what's going on here?
He doesn't
or
care.
Iguodala. Where's Andre
at? Yeah. Yeah, he and Megan Thee Stallion are having dinner saying, boy, what do you think's going on in Golden State, Clay?
Next question.
I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you who's putting up numbers.
Megan Thee Stallion?
No, she's doing it too. Cooper Flagg, 42 last night.
Yep.
Still time to get on the wagon, Steiny.
Yeah, look at him, he's smiling.
See, Evan playing it both ways, too, because yeah, he also said, man, he's also the reason they lost.
I didn't want to.
He missed a couple bunnies.
Yeah,
he had,
down on him.
No, he had the Steph Curry game.
What?
He played well for the whole game until the last minute.
Well,
right?
No, Steph
and
Curry
then they
game
took the choke.
Is I'm carrying the team like a piano on my
and
back.
What was Flagg doing last night? He had 40-something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Flagg's 20. Curry's 37. However old Flagg is.
So what's more impressive?
The 37.
Really?
Steiny, stop.
Well, I just know that what Flagg did hasn't been done in 20-plus years.
Give me two guys in sports
Cooper
outside
Flagg.
Of Curry and LeBron that are beating father time.
They Tom Brady. Get right, off me.
We got three. Give me one
right,
more.
You just blur things
right
out.
Give me one more.
Tom Brady.
No, that's three. We need one more for Mount Rushmore.
I'm listening
George
to
Blanda.
No, Rivers.
Philip Rivers.
Yeah, there's the fourth.
Cooper Flagg's 18.
Yeah.
Curry never could score 40 at 18.
Well, hey, in the business, they say, what do you want me to do?
No, hey, seriously. So has Curry had the highest scoring game ever for a 37-year-old? Or he's just accomplished like 40 more than anybody else?
No, he's had 40 points past the age of 30, more than anybody else.
I guess I'm wondering if anybody at 38 or 39 has had like a 50-point game. You know what I mean?
I thought Jordan did, no?
He might have. He might have.
When his trunks were all the way up to his stomach, I hated that with him in the wizard uniform. All the optics. Philbo Mike texted in, what about Jerry Rice?
What about him?
He played long, you know, but he wasn't Jerry.
No.
I mean, he went to the Super Bowl with the Raiders.
What about, Verlander? Whoa.
Not last year.
Best ERA on the staff. Best ERA on the staff.
You wanted him out of here first half. That's all that matters. Our society is just so sometimey, man.
Now, Kobe also scored 60 in his last game.
That's right. But how old was he?
37.
That was against Utah. Everybody was in the house then.
They were on ESPN, too.
Yep. That's the night the Warriors broke the record. Yeah. Man, I'm special.
The 73 win?
Yeah. Do you know who was against? I know you know. Evan, you know.
Hold on. Memphis?
Oh, yeah. I wanted Evan.
Although Grandy popped his head out like if I didn't know it, I'd lose my knowledge
Speaking
card.
Of
I
which,
remember they won game 73.
I got to say insane, something man. About Grandy. I'm going to start calling him Jack. Jack in the box, head growing. Dude thinks he's about to win this fantasy league. I tweet him over the weekend that I might pull it off. He responds, this is the toilet bowl. That's not what I was looking for. How about prop me up?
I mean, it was.
Okay. Yeah, right.
Grandy, let me just, that's not, I would have texted Evan for that. Dude, I was hoping, Grandy, I'd pull it off, goo.
Who are the four guys left and who can win it? And I'll tell you who
out,
I want
Grandy.
To win. Guru, Grandy, who are the other
Carter,
two? Carter.
And who is?
Not Willard.
Lucas.
Lucas, you still in? Fantasy?
Yeah, there it is, final four.
So, Lucas, yeah. Carter.
Oh, sorry, Dibs is in.
No, he's out.
No,
he lost.
Dibs lost.
Oh, he lost to Spadoni.
You lose AI.
We
yeah.
got Lucas, Grandy, Guru, Luke. And
Carter.
Carter.
Yep.
No, they're saying no.
Spadoni's in for Lucas.
Okay.
Oh, Lucas didn't make it. That's my bad, Spadoni. We were just talking about who you want. You're going for your buddy.
I'm going for Grandy. He needs it.
You. I just can't win, man.
All I do is I went to everybody's salary.
Speaking of
and
salaries.
Whoever makes the least, I want them to win. Although Granny's been logging the OT, baby.
Yeah.
We got to hit a break here. Speaking of salaries, right-hander Adrian Hauser and the San Francisco Giants are in agreement on a two-year, $22 million contract with a club option for a third year. That's per Jeff Passan.
Wow. And Evan, what will Buster. He bring? What will he bring to this staff?
Buster.
You don't want the answer to that. Go to break.
What are you doing? Is this a short segment?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let's go to Dave in Fresno.
Oh, my gosh.
Pick up the pieces.
Yeah. Stein, he threw me off.
Sorry about that. Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Hey, doing good, man. Just want to get on the Warrior discussion.
Okay.
I just think that, you know, it's just going to be an ongoing discussion. I think what you see now is just years in the making of, missing on, high draft picks, giving out money to players who probably didn't deserve it, trading for a quote-unquote big fish and getting that big fish an extension. It's just all these moves that they've been doing the last few years is why we're at where we're at. And I don't see how any change on the horizon because, you can say make a trade. What are teams looking at our team that they want besides number 30? Like, let's be real. Like, we're going to be talking about this, for the rest of the season. I don't see any way that they can fix it. It's just too much. Too much time has passed of bad managing, coaching, just questionable decisions. I've been calling for years now, and my biggest concern has been always the rotation. I wish you guys could pull my soundbite, but Steph said the other night, he said, we never know who's going to be out there any given night. And to me, that's a sign of the coach. He doesn't have the answers. He's just throwing stuff on the wall, hoping stuff sticks.
I mean,
you get Jimmy, you give him the money. He's a name, but he's not a premier player. You're paying him $50 million. You extend Draymond for what he's done, not what he can do. Like, you give him money, and you don't have anybody who makes a difference on the team outside of Steph. Like, that's just the reality of it.
Yeah.
Getting Giannis, you're not going to get major help. So,
right. All right.
This is going to be the ongoing conversation.
Thanks, Dave, but that's not very optimistic. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. He was down on our team, Goo. You're distracted. Something's going on.
Yeah, something with Evan.
What happened?
Not that comment in the morning.
Still?
Yeah, nah, something else happened.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm just here to tell you that Adrian Hauser is coming off a career year at a 2.2 for the White Sox before getting traded to the Rays.
Yeah.
Finished making 21 starts.
3.31 nice. ERA on the season.
Yeah, 6-5.
What was his record?
8-5.
I'd like more wins out of my starter.
Well, 125 innings.
Considering he pitched for the White Sox half the year, that's actually pretty good.
White Sox beat the Giants this year, didn't they? Like 2 out of 3 in a bad...
Guess who had one of the wins?
Who got picked off third? What was our guy?
Probably Ramos.
No, the short dude. What was his name?
Fitzgerald?
No.
Casey Schmidt?
The little dude. He was little.
Adamas.
No, short dude got picked off third.
Don Wisely? Smith.
Yeah, the Wisely. Look at Evan. Wisely. Talk to me.
Wisely.
Yeah.
Philmo Mike.
All right.
Is in the house. Hey, Philmo, what's going on, man?
Oh, it's good. I mean, this is very interesting because it's like the Niners, we're the only market where Jonathan Kuminga doesn't even play. Niners are 10-4. It's week 17, 16 in the football. We're the only market that's talking about Jonathan Kuminga. I wish I had $1 million. I'd give you guys $1 million. Stop talking about Jonathan Kuminga. Just to say that. Kerr, I don't know. I know Lacob gets sick of Kerr. Oh, man, I don't know. I'm just not getting to. We'll get to him. Figure it out, Kerr. But I love you, though. With that being said, Jonathan Gabe And Stoney, I'm going to get at you about getting that Jerry Rice talk about, no, he's not. The last 4 years, he put up like 20 touchdowns, 2,500, 2,800 yards. You smoking rocks. But Jonathan gave the greatest analogy last week when he said the Warriors are just like a person in a couple that's collecting. You was cracking up too, Guru. You couldn't even hold yourself from laughing. He was like, man, we're collecting pieces, and then they're not even good pieces, and then they end up in the garage, and you're like, man, what's up? Why is there so much junk and crap up in here? I love Jonathan for that analogy that he gave last week. But, man, I'm just happy that the Niners are 10-4. You feel me? The Warriors, I don't know what they're going to do, but I know for a fact Joe Lacob is getting sick of Steve Kerr coming with all these different, not really excuses. Like, it's commendable to say, you know what, it's on me, but you can't keep doing that, bro. You're going to have to figure something out. You're going to have to go against your grain and what you normally do as far as relying on older players. Bro, you're going to have to build some trust and try to figure it out, because we don't have no money. It's nothing that we can do. The players that we have, we kind of have them. So, like, bro, make it a situation. I'm not asking to be the number two, number three seed. I'm just saying, bro, all these excuses, losing games, not taking care of the ball after multiple weeks, all these different starting lineups. You play one person this week, you don't play them next week. You say how good a person is this week. The next week, you acting like, I don't get it, bro. Make it make sense. Consistency matters.
Hey, Philmo.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at Jerry Rice's last 4 years.
Give him two.
Awesome. 85 catches, 1,200 yards, 9 touchdowns. 92 catches, 1,241 yards.
What are you talking about?
Oh, 92 might be using catches, AI. 1,211 yards, 11 touchdowns.
429 yes, yards his last year.
Yeah, that's his last year, so, sir. His previous three, 2001, 2002, 2003.
Please.
He had 85, 1,200, 92, 1,200.
He couldn't stay on the field that last year.
Look at Mike. He got it right.
Well, bro, he's 41, 42 years old. Hey, so receiver.
Then get off the field. Then get off the field, Mike.
But your point was the Hall of Fame or the Mount Rushmore of the greatest, oldest players ever. Jerry Rice needs to be on there and put some respect on his name.
You don't even know about Satchel Paige.
Hey, he's in, Mike. You did a great job, baby.
How about Larry Holmes winning the title at 38? George Foreman.
George Foreman.
Yeah. Let's agree there. All right, Mike. I love you, buddy. Thank you. Yeah, they were a little better than I thought.
I was like, he was reciting them.
Yeah, he was, actually.
Remember him on the Seahawks?
I don't.
Jerry?
Very, very vaguely.
Like Neither
Emmitt Smith.
He.
Yeah, Emmitt Smith on the Cardinals.
I remember that like I remember Giants. Ross Tucker on the Giants.
That was an AI air that DJ used.
Brought home by you.
AI, I didn't know it had Evan. Wow. It took a L today.
You remember Olajuwon on the Raptors?
Oh, my.
I actually do.
You
remember Patrick Ewing on the Sonics?
What about Shaq on the Celtics, 500 pounds?
That one's a tough one.
You remember Draymond on the Hornets? That's where he's headed.
Oh, I was.
Remember Chris Webber's round two with the Warriors?
Yeah, Webb's had some.
That was pretty bad.
But Sacramento revitalized his career, man. Where are you going now?
You got to share that text you read yesterday about the Kings.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
I don't want to know.
Come on. All right, I'll do it.
You got to take it down after.
I'll do it. No, it's the thing about the team and Christie.
Oh, yeah. No, that's public knowledge.
No, but it was Kyle Draper?
No. It was some other outfit. It wasn't anybody in SAC.
No, it was one of the SAC guys that said, according to sources, the team's lost some trust in Christie.
See, now you're getting messy, and I'm not getting messy. Yeah, that was a report from another outfit.
And that's
tried
why
to
I
say
started
Mark
laughing.
Spears said it, and Mark Spears said, please take it down. I didn't give any names. So he just said there was some tension in the locker room from the veterans.
Yeah, I bet there is.
And this outfit named Westbrook, DeRozan, and LaVine.
Right.
And said Spears said it, and then they were going back and forth. He was saying, take that down. I didn't say it.
Spears could basically post the same thing today about the Warriors, right?
No, we ain't heard.
Disconnect?
No, we need guys to
Joe Lacob.
I can't wait for Fidel to ask Jimmy about doing more.
What's the Kings' record since Christie said they were sack proud?
Oh, I'm going to take a guess here, Evan, and say 2-14.
I wouldn't be shocked.
Do you think his future's in doubt? D'Lo from D'Lo and KC, he thinks he's fired. He thinks he has no chance. They just hired him.
I don't think he's going to get fired this year.
Okay.
Like, they know. Like,
can Vivek afford that? Like, how would that look? Or could he do
it's
it?
It's Sacramento.
Dude, wow.
Like, I just, man.
I
don't mean it like that. What I mean is, like, okay, they just hired a new GM. And
BJ, for the umpteenth time.
BJ Armstrong. Right. And they, like, they know this team's going nowhere. I'm talking about the Kings. And so I don't think they're going to fire Doug Christie.
Well, some in SAC say it's coming. And BJ, Stani, remember we had him on, your guy. He was high on Kuminga.
Yeah, they want him.
Now I'm doubling back like I'm surprised that they couldn't come up with something to get the Warriors off of.
Well, the report was that the Warriors wanted a protected pick.
And they weren't giving
which
up
they got,
Keegan
but
Murray.
They didn't want Monk.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they ain't getting an unprotected now for Kuminga.
How would Monk look now on this roster?
That's a good question. I have no clue.
I'd like to see it.
I have no clue.
He'd be buried behind Spencer.
Not Thursday. Let's go to Darrell in Antioch.
The Hawk.
Hey, Darrell, how you doing?
Hey, you guys, how you going?
Trying to figure it out, man.
I just want to talk about Kerr for a quick sec. It's really about his rotation. I think Coach Kerr mindset is he would rather lose in the way that he want to play than coach like players like Kuminga to, you know, coach them up in their way of with more so of their advantage to more so highlight their athleticism. And things of that. I mean, we are just still playing the same old type of way that we did back in 2014, 2015. All these other teams have evolved, caught up, and surpassed us. And until Kerr changes his rotations, how he with the type of players we have, we're just going to be talking about this for the rest of the year until he's not the coach anymore. Thanks. I take your answers off.
I appreciate it, Darrell. Thanks for listening. I mean, I do think the biggest, you know, one of the issues with this team is Kerr, the older guys, what that means for the younger guys, and whether you want to stay the course.
Like, what are your options? What's the other course? Okay, because it seems like a trade's imminent with JK, and I have no problem with Steve Kerr and his future. I told you, I'm like the mob movies. He's the four-time champion, the architect of a dynasty, and he goes out when he wants to go out. What I condemn Kerr for this season, and it's my prerogative and I can do it, is not knowing what Grandy, Evan, and Stani and Guru could do. You've been around these guys. So you knew what it is and what they can do on a good and bad day. So why are we almost 30 games in and everything's up in the air? It just seems like you're coming up with a plan on the fly. And I understand bad basketball. I get that. But when you have no plan and it feels like you're playing for playing time, you're supposed to know that in camp. And they did have a camp, even though y'all, you guys can scoff at it. And then now we're here in practice and the schedule and the miles. And here we are 13-14.
You know, I mean, in one respect, and I think I heard Curry go through it. You know, they told Curry there were nine starting lineups in the last nine games, and he was like, well,
that's a fact.
You know, that's not a great thing, but so they had a starting lineup before the season, and Moody got hurt. So they went with a starting lineup without Moody for a couple games, and it ended up going for more than a couple games. It ended up going for like five or six.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
They just got Melton back 2 weeks ago. So, like, it's what's his role going to be? They just got Seth Curry. What's his role going to be, if any? I mean, Horford, you can't even develop a role for now, no matter what it is. And whether we like it or not, when Steph doesn't play nine games, that's probably going to impact the starting lineup too.
Right.
So they have had some people coming in and out of the lineup over the course of the first 27 games.
Only problem is that number for Curry most likely is not going to stay at nine, right?
I don't see how it does. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment was also brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.